Howdy, everybody. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for the Observant. My name's Nick. We're going to play a bunch of new music today, all from the most recent CITR playlist. But first, I want to play something I just discovered, even though all my friends have been telling me forever to listen to it, and I was living on a rock. It's Embrace, with a song called Building. It's Ian MacKay's band after Minor Threat, but before Fugazi. And it's amazing. So we're going to listen to that, then we're going to listen to new stuff that isn't for old people. So here we go. It's called Building on CITR 101.9 FM. Take it higher.
Thank you.
That was Michael Blake with a track called Departures here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Muzak for the Observant. That was part two, I guess, of... Well, the track before that was called The Rivals, and I assume the track after that called Departures was sort of a coda to it, but it's... Again, I said Michael Blake. I think he's from... He's located in Vancouver now, but I think he came from New York, and he leads a really strong band. Whenever I hear new jazz albums that come into the station, I'm consistently impressed by how good the players are on all these albums. And it never sort of ceases to amaze me just like how technically proficient and skilled all the players in all these bands are, even though it's a shame that, because, you know, they're these names that you've never heard and you probably will never hear. And, you know, I'll look up these albums on YouTube or something to see a performance and it'll be this amazing video and there's two views on this video. And it's, you know, it's a shame. And it goes along with that saying, I guess, that pop musicians play, you know, four notes to 1,000 people, and jazz musicians play 1,000 notes to 4 people. But that's the way it goes. They've chosen their own life, so it's their fault. Before that was a piece called Way In by Brad Shepik and Ron Samworth. That's a different name. A track called Way In from their album Quartet 1991, which had a very soothing modern jazz kind of feel, definitely in the vein of Bill Frisell and others. Before that, a group called C Through Five and a piece called Something Somebody Can Use off an album called Utilities. And this album came part of a 4-disc package with 3 other groups from Ontario, and it's called the All Set Package, and it's these 4 albums made by 4 groups that are in the same realm of music. It's generally progressive / jazz fusion kind of stuff, but they all have their own unique sound, and definitely some interesting stuff. Very nice album art. And we'll hear a track from one of the other albums up next. But before that, I'll just run through what we played before. Before that was Woolworm with a track called Anguish off a new EP called Vampirism. And I'm a big Woolworm fan for many years. And it's interesting to hear. If you didn't know that they had become a sort of black metal band, you probably wouldn't have guessed that that was them, but they've put out these 2 tracks that are just black metal, and it's not bad, it's really good, but I could definitely see people who were fans of the early stuff, they not, you know, it's not necessarily that they're gonna appreciate the new direction, if this is an actual direction, or if it's just kind of for kicks. Before that, a track called 1,000 Ways by a California group called La Sera from their new album Music for Listening to Music To. And again, I played Embrace at the top of the hour. So again, moving on, we're going to listen to another track from this All Set 4 CD package, this time by a duo of Mike Smith and Jonathan Anjamian. And this track, well, the album is called Transcombobulation, which I don't know what that means, but it's something probably interesting. It's so interesting that every track has transcombobulation in the title. The first track is called First Transcombobulation, and the 6th track is called 6th Transcombobulation. So it must be a really good word. We're going to play the 4th track, which, you guess it, is called 4th Transcombobulation. Combobulation here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Offering the opportunity to learn about film and cultural perspectives from around the world, Reel to Reel Festival includes international family-friendly films and hands-on workshops. Running from April 8th to 15th, R2R has films, activities, behind the scenes, and more. Don't miss Sunday Fun Day. Spend the day watching and making animation. R2R is sure to delight, move, and amaze audiences of all ages. Check out r2rfestival.org for all the information.
From time to time, people ask me, "Hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately. What can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude?" The answer is simple. Just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
On Saturday, April 16th, CJSF and CITR are bringing you Record Store Day, a full noon to 7 p.m. broadcast from locations all around Vancouver. There will be live bands, interviews, prizes, and more at your favorite locations. Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune. Come on down or tune in on Saturday, April 16th on CJSF 90.1 FM or CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
That was Note to Future Self with a track called Parallax here on CITR 101.9 FM. Again, this is Muzak for The Observant, and we are just about to wrap up here and make way for Marco, who is coming in to have Astro Talk, and I'm sure that will be very entertaining, as always, and it will remind me that I have an astronomy exam coming up, which I'm not prepared for at all. As always is the case, during April when I have school things coming up. And it's amazing when you have all these stressful things like papers and exams and school on top of work, and it feels like you're in this dark hole of existential crisis. And then when you finally finish all those things, you step outside and you realize, hey, it's sunny and nice outside, and I can do whatever I want, and I can sleep in all day, and I don't have to be guilty about it because I don't have anything coming up. It's a great feeling, but it's precursed by a horrible hell of self-loathing and shame. Anyway, before Note to Future Self, which is, solo act who self-produces everything and is from Canada and has a new album called Technopoly, we had a song called Hey Who Really Cares by Linda Perhax, which is from this album called Parallelograms, which is one of those 60s albums that no one really listened to back when it came out, but it seems to be getting a lot more recognition nowadays with the internet and all that, and I think they reissued it, and she's playing shows again, so very cool indeed. And before that was a piece called Fourth Transcombobulation by Jonathan Adjamian and Mike Smith from the All Set compilation. Or it's not a compilation, it's a package of four albums from the Ontario Council of Arts. So yeah, we're gonna end off, and to send you guys off, we're gonna listen to a track by this songwriter who I just got into. He's named Tommy Keene, and he's from the Eastern United States. He's not Irish, which I thought he was for a while, but he writes power pop, and he's been doing it for many, many years, and for whatever reason, never really got that popular. Even though his sound is kind of, at the time when he was making it, radio friendly. I think it had that feel of, you know, Bryan Adams, and I think they kind of wanted to lump him in with that Paul Westerberg kind of rock and roll singer-songwritery, but with kind of loud guitars kind of thing. It never really took off, but this album's really good. It's called 10 Years After, and the track is called Compromise, here on CITR 101.9 FM. Have a good one.